The Ohio Valley has been hit hard by the latest surge in COVID-19, and that's impacting all aspects of the healthcare system. WFPL's Ryan Van Belzer reports first responders across Kentucky and Ohio have dealt with staffing and bed shortages while learning to manage a new disease.
I caught up with paramedic Don Shear in the ambulance bay at University of Louisville Hospital on a Monday morning.
Today hasn't been too bad of a day, which means I probably just ruined that. Mostly it's been, we just had a 35-year-old cardiac arrest from an overdose. We see a lot of those calls.
We're standing beside a pile of multicolored spine boards, the kind paramedics use to transport patients. Some of them are used to carry people overdosing on drugs. Some are for victims of violent crime. And some are for people struggling to breathe.
You know, we take multiple patients in that we know have COVID, and we'll ask them, did you get the vaccine? They'll say no. We'll jokingly say, are you going to get it now? And all of them say, oh, I'm getting it right now. I'm getting it while I'm here at this hospital, because they realize just how bad the virus itself is.
Medical first responders have been on the front lines of the resurgence of COVID-19 in the Ohio Valley. The Delta variant has fueled this rise, and paramedics are seeing the same phenomena across the region.
The younger generation that are basically against vaccinations are the ones that are getting sick, and they're getting very sick because they're not vaccinated.
In Louisville, medical first responders say that right now they're dealing with an average of 2 to 3 COVID cases in a 12-hour shift. Each one of those requires extra time to don protective equipment and decontaminate the ambulances after the drop-off. Last year, 911 call volumes were down across the region. This year, they're back up. And in rural areas, they're often even higher than pre-pandemic levels. Here's Shannon Golnick, Vice President of EMS Services for Medcare, headquartered in Ohio.
So we're seeing, on average, about anywhere from a 15 to 20% increase in call volume.
Many rural hospitals in the Ohio Valley have been overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases, causing staffing and bed shortages. And they're facing even more challenges moving really sick COVID patients because of the bed shortages.
While we're seeing these patients being sicker, they're in the hospital for longer, and we're seeing more of them. And the challenge that we're having is it's taxing the entire healthcare system.
For Livingston County EMS Director Rick Driscoll out in western Kentucky, that means ambulances are having to transport patients farther.
And they are running into problems getting a local placement of long care vent patients, and we're having to take them to St. Louis or Nashville or even further than Nashville.
Paramedics will tell you, the burnout is real. There's the generally low pay, the stressful and often traumatic working conditions, and, you know, the threat of catching the virus fueling a global pandemic. Back at the ambulance bay in Louisville, Shear tells me about his experience catching COVID.
At that time, we were during the lockdown, so we weren't really going anywhere or doing anything out in public. So it probably came from work, and it was rough.
Yeah, was that scary for you?
Yeah, it's not something I would wish on anyone. And then to have pneumonia on top of it, I thought I was going to die. And as a matter of fact, several other people thought so. I mean, it was pretty bad.
That was early on in the pandemic, when there were still so many unknowns about the virus. Shear's doing better now, though he's still recovering. He says medical first responders have come a long way since those early days.
Now we have a really good system in place, a good system of PPE that's been built up now that we have our stock, so to speak, and it's made it a lot easier. But we do still run, I'd say, 2 or 3 calls of COVID patients per shift.
New cases of COVID-19 appear to be slowing across the region, but there's no clear end in sight. For paramedics like Shear, helping COVID patients is now just part of the routine. I'm Ryan Van Delzer in Louisville.